The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayero. In Parshas Vayero, the Torah tells us of Avram's great chesed, his loving kindness. First it tells us of his chesed with the orchim, the malochim, the three angels that came. And it goes into great details, and from there the Gemara in Bamitzia learns out many important halachos, laws in regards to the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed. And then it tells us Levayas HaOrchim, how he escorted the orchim. Later on it tells us of his great mitzvah chesed of loving kindness when it came to the destruction of Sdeim V'Amora. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Sdeim V'Amora, even though they were great Rishoyim, and Avraham stood up for them, and he tried to save them, tried to find some schus, some justification why they should be saved. Later on in the Sedra, it tells us that Avraham Vayita Eshel Bever Shova Vayikro Shom B'Shem Hashem Kelolom, that Avraham planted a tree in Beersheva. This is near the end of the Sedra, right before Shvi, in Bereshis Chof Aleph Posuk Lamed Gimel. And what was that tree? And he called out there Shom B'Shem Hashem Kelolom. So the sages say, it's brought in Ovestra Nosson, that some say it was a an orchard he planted for the wayfarers so they would have what to eat. Others say that he built a hotel along the road, motels, many of them along the road, so wayfarers would have a place to sleep. And they bring the letters of Eshel, is Achila, Shtia, and Lino, that he gave them to eat, he gave them to drink, and he gave them lodging. At any rate, in this Sedra, the Torah introduces us to the great chesed of Avraham. And actually we find that he was a bal chesed, not only materially, but also spiritually. Because in the Sedra before, there it tells us, es ha-nefesh asher osu b'chorun, that Avraham and Sarah when they left the land of Ur Kasdim and they came to Eretz Yisrael, they took with them the Nefesh Asher Osu Bechoron, those people that they made, and that means Shabidul Raiso, that those that they brought close to Torah. Avraham and Sarah went and they taught, Avraham to the men and Sarah to the women, they taught Torah to the world. And this was the greatness of Avraham. There were other individuals that also knew of Hashem, knew of Torah. For example, Noach, and there was Chanoch, and there was Shem and Aver. But Avraham was the one that wanted to see that the world knew. And they went from city to city teaching Torah. The Rambam writes that he wrote Sforim, he wrote books, and he gathered together followers by the thousands and tens of thousands to the point where many times he brought danger to his life, because this was not always to the pleasure of the kings of those times. And therefore the sages refer to Avraham as the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of chesed. Chesed, we translate loving kindness, giving kindliness to others. Now, I'd like to explain this quality this evening, but we have to define something, and that is, we have another word which our sages use, and that's the word of chosid. Chosid, chasidus. That comes from the same word, it's Sheresh, it's Chesed. And Chosid, we would translate someone who is very, very great, very righteous. The fact is, usually we translate it, if there would be an English translation for it, it would be a saint, saintliness. And for example, the sages say, Ezehu Chosid, Amis Chased Im Chavere. Who is a Chosid? Someone who does Chesed with his fellow man. Now, this causes some confusion. Because what is the relationship between Chesed, loving kindliness, Avraham Avinu, and Chosid, saintliness? And we know that this title is used by our sages very sparingly. For example, many times the Gemara will say, Ahu Chosid. It will tell you a story of this Chosid, this very saintly person. And usually it's a story which is very appropriate. Well, he was walking one day and he met Eliyahu Anovi. Eliyahu came to him. See? Many times is the Gemara of Ahu Chosid. Or many times they refer to Hasidim Harishainim, the early Hasidim, the early saints, what they used to do. And the fact is, David HaMelech, he was referred to as a Chosid. He wrote himself, on himself in Tilim, Ki Chosid Oni. The Vilna Gaon was called a Chosid. There were many Gaonim, many great individuals. But the Vilna Gaon, they used to call Hagon HaChosid because of his ultimate righteousness. The fact is, I've met people who grew up in Vilna, and they told me that before they left Vilna, before the war, the Gaon Beis HaMedrash was still there and intact. And what was it called? It was called the Chosid Beis HaMedrash. This is what it was called. The Chosid Beis HaMedrash, that means the Gaon Beis HaMedrash. The High Odom, who we are all very well aware of, he was a machutin to the Gaon. He was related. And many times he brings in his Sforim and his Shailas and Shuvas, he would bring Shomati Mipi HaChosid. I heard this halocha from the Chosid. Or Sha'alti Yes HaChosid. I asked this Shaila to the Chosid. That's how he would refer to the Gaon. Now, so therefore, what does this have to do with it? It comes from the same word as Chesed. And it states, Ezeh Chosid Amis Chesed Im Chaverei. A Chosid is someone who does Chesed Im Chaverei. What does this have to do with Chasidus, with Chosid and Chesed? In general, there is great lack of understanding and confusion amongst the public as to what does it mean, Chasidus? What is it? Is it just a term? Or does it actually have a structure? Does it have a Shulchan Aruch? And this is not only a confusion in our generation. This was a confusion already in the generations of the past, because the Mesilish Yeshorim, Zeichet Tzadik Livroch, writes about this problem in his generation. And this doesn't only refer to the movement which is popularly known as the Hasidim, because the Mesilish Yeshorim lived before the spread of that movement. The fact is, any person or any individual no matter what segment of Jews he might identify with, when he is known to be as to be frum, or very, very frum, so then we picture him into the category of what the sages would say, chosid, say, chasidim rishenim, he's like the early chasidim, or like the Gaon, or like Dovra Melech. In other words, it means someone who is very, very, very frum or righteous or saintly. But this is a confusion even in the Deiris HaKadmonim, even in the earlier generations, as to what is this? The Mesillas Yeshorim deals with this problem. He writes in Perek Yud Ches, he says, Midas HaChasidus. And this is not merely a popular term, but rather this is an exact identification and definition that we find in the terms of the Mishnah, and the Brises. Midas HaChasidus Srichi Be'emes Lebir Godel. He says to understand what the quality of Chasidus is, that's something which really needs explanation. Ki minhogim rabim udrochim rabim evrim bein rabim neodim b'shem Chasidus. Because there are a variance, different customs and ways which are tossed around between the public, and it's labeled b'shem Chasidus. Labeled as Chasidus. And again, he's not referring to the popular movement that's called that, because he lived before the spread of that. And he says, Ve'einom elo golme Chasidus. And it's not Chasidus at all, but rather those practices, whatever he's referring to, he calls them golme Chasidus. Golme means a golem. Those are just acts of robots, Beliteya or Belitsura Belitikun, which has no form to it, which has no character to it, which has no structure to it. V'nimshach zeh mechesron ho'iyun v'haskolo amitis. And this comes because of the lack of understanding and the lack of study asher levali amidus ahim of those people. Ki leitorchu v'leinishyagu lodas es derech Hashem v'yediyah brura v'yishora. Because they have not labored to understand the way of Hashem with a clear and straight understanding. But they made themselves into Hasidim. And they undertook and attached to themselves practices which a person to himself without the Das HaTorah would think that this is saintliness, this is righteousness. And they never studied into this with depth. And they never weighed this in the scales of wisdom, but rather it was merely becomes a way or a trend in the public. Not only have these people gone on a false way, but they have given the name of Chasidus a shemra, a bad name, amongst the people and amongst those that have das. Because those people think that the level of Chasidus is dependent on Divrei Hevel's shallow nonsense, or Dvorim Neger HaSeichel, or things which are counter to intelligence, Va'adeya HaNechena, or which is counter to Das. Ve'yaminu ha'yeis kol ha'chasidus toli rak ba'amiris bakoshis rabbis. These type of people think that Chasidus is dependent on a lot of davening, viduim, and a lot of vidui, that's admission of sin, bibichiyais, with great weeping, vishtachavoyes gedeles, and with great bowing, ubisigufin hamzorim, and with all type of strange self-afflictions, sheyomis behem odem es atzmei, that a person can almost harm or kill himself, kitfilas hakerech vashelek, ukayetze bedvorim ha'ele, for example, to immerse oneself in ice,
or in a river that's frozen. Vihinela yodu ki afal pisha ksos dvori meilu tsrichile balechuva ksos mruin la prushim in elo al ela neisa da chasidus klol. They don't understand that this is not the foundation of chasidus. Ah, mitzius ha chasidus atzmai hu dover omek lohavino al nochen. But the madrega, the level of chasidus, is something which is very, very deep. And it has a foundation in great wisdom, betikun ha-maise betachlis, and in perfection of acts and character, asheroi lechol chacham leiv lirdei acharav, which is befitting for every wise person to pursue. Ki rak lachachomim lahasigoi be'emes. Because it's a level that only the wise can come to. Like our sages say, that the ignorant cannot come to the level of chasidus. And then, this he says as a hakdoma, as a preface, see, to his shara chasidus, to his section which he deals with this, and then he goes in great length, both in agoda and halocha, see, to explain what chasidus is. But what we wanted at this point is, you see, that chassidus is not something that you just call someone who wants to act as a saint, who wants to be very frum, whether regardless, or saintliness is not something that is referred to someone who in the public's eye is very frum, or is in own eye is very frum. But it is an identification that the sage is saved for the greatest of all. David HaMelech said, ki chosid oni. Avraham was the Amud HaChesed. Vilna Gaon they refer to as a chosid. I once heard, I never saw it in print, but I once heard that the Gaon didn't like that. See, he said, I'm not a chosid. I did not reach that level. But be it as it may. So what we would like to try to understand is, what is this Midas HaChesed and Midas HaChasidus that comes from the same word? What is the relationship? How do we understand this? The fact is, when we say that this is a very great level in the Mesilas Yesharim, says it's a level which only the greatest wise men will ever come to. What is he based this on? He bases this on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara is a Braisa. Braisa Avodah Zarah and Avchof Amid Beis states as follows. It's incidentally, it's on this braisa that the Mesilas Yesharim wrote his entire sefer. Omar Rapinchas ben Yoya, the great Rapinchas ben Yoya said, Torah mivia lidei zihirus. If a person studies Torah, it will bring himself to caution. Zihirus mivia lidei zihirus. When he acquires a character of caution, then it will bring him to zeal. Zihirus mivia lidei nekius. When he acquires the level of zeal, it will bring him to cleanliness. Nekius mevi elide prishus. This will bring him further to abstinence. Prishus mevi elide tara. This will bring him further to purity. Tara mevi elide kedusha. Then this will bring him to a higher level of kedusha, sanctity. Kedusha mevi elide anova. This will bring him to humility. Anova mevi elidei yiras chet. This will bring him to a higher level of the fear Hashem. Yiras chet mevi elidei chasidus. And the fear of Hashem will bring him to the level of chasidus. Then, from here, he will come to Ruach HaKodesh. That's where the Shekhinah will be with him. And from there, he will come to Tchias HaMeisim. Then the Braisa says, what is the greatest level of all of these? The chassidus gdele mikulam. The greatest level of all of this is chassidus. Then there's a difference of opinion. That's one opinion. Another opinion is anova. Humility is the greatest. So, now we're talking here that a person labors in Torah, and from there he comes to caution, and from there he comes to zeal, and from there he comes to cleanliness, and from there he comes to abstinence, and from there he comes to purity, and to sanctity and to humility and to the fear of Hashem. Then he comes to Hasidus, saintliness. And the Mesillas Yesharim wrote his classical sefer to explain each level in detail. So this is what he base, says that this level is only possible to come through to with great levels and great chokhmah, great wisdom. Now we can understand if David HaMelech testified on himself, Ki ani chosid, ki chosid oni. Abraham was known as a chosid, or Ahu chosid, the sages used to refer to great single individuals with this title. Now we have a number of statements in the Gemaras which let me make mention, and then let's see if we can explain them. First of all, in regards to Hasidus, we already mentioned Le'amores Chosid. The ignorant cannot be a Chosid. Another statement we see, Gemara tells us, Hasidim Rishayim, the earliest saints, Vishayim Shoachas Kedim Tfila, Vishayim Shoachas Achat Tfila. They used to wait a full hour before they davened in order to prepare themselves for such tefillah. And they used to wait a full hour after davening in order to sort of come back into this world. So we see here that it refers to different types of things. Another Gemara, the Gemara says, this is a Gemara in Baba Kama. And Daf Lamed. The early saints, when they used to have something that was a potential danger, a piece of iron, a broken piece of iron, or a broken piece of glass, they used to bury it in their fields in order that it shouldn't endanger anyone. Umamikin lahen gimul tfochim. And they would bury it more than 3 tefachim, that's about a foot deep, in order that it shouldn't harm the plow. Rav Sheshes shodilu b'neira, Rav Sheshes would throw it into the fire. Rova shodilu b'digelis, Rova would throw it into the river. So here we see also, this is referred to as a madrega level in Hasidus. Omer Yehuda, Hayman de boilame v'chasidu l'kayim ili nezikin. Rav Yehuda said, therefore, a person who wants to be a chosid, let him be very, very careful when it comes to nezikin, when it comes to he or his property damaging other people or their property. Rav Omer Mili Dovas. Rav says, let him fulfill all of the words of the sages in Masecht Ovis, which speak about all of the Musar, the character, and the Derech Eretz. Amri Lo Mili the Brochus. Others say, let him fulfill the halachas of Brochus. So again, here we see that it goes from one area to another. Then, when it comes to the mid of chesed, loving kindliness, we also have a number of statements which need explanation. For example, in Tehillim Peites, it states, Ki omati eilem chesed yibone. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I shall build a world of chesed, of loving kindliness. What did he mean by that? Another statement we have in Tehillim Ki le'olam chasto, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with chesed, le'olam chasto, always with chesed, with loving kindliness. What does this mean? There's another Gemara in Seita. At the end of the first parak on Daf Yudalet Omar Aleph, the Gemara says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. It's a mitzvah asay, a positive commandment, to walk in the ways, to follow Hashem, to walk in the ways of Hashem. We gave a shir on this not long ago. This means to emulate him, not only to do what he commands us to do, but to emulate his qualities. What does this mean, the Gemara says? So the Gemara brings four cases. Halech hachamidesav, go after his qualities. Mahu malbisharumim, afato albisharumim. Just like he clothed the naked, so should you clothe the naked. Where do we see this? We see this with the first man and woman. Kodesh Baruch Hu bikechelim, afato bakechelim. Akodesh Baruch Hu visits the sick. Where do we see that? In our Parsha. He came to visit Abraham when he was sick, after the Mila. So you also should visit the sick. Kodesh Baruch Hu nicham avelim. Kodesh Baruch Hu comforts the mourners. Where do we see this? After the death of Abraham, it states, Vayvorach Elokim es Yitzchok benoi. This is at the end of Chayei Sora. He came and he gave a brocha to Yitzchok. What brocha? Birchas Tanchumim, a brocha of comfort. Afato nachim avelim. Therefore, it's also a mitzvah for you to go and comfort the mourners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kover emesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead. Where do we see that? At the end of the Sefer Torah, Vayikvar Hashem Bagoy, he buried Mesha. Afato kover emesim, you also should bury the dead. Now, we're speaking here of following the ways of the Almighty. There are many ways we can follow the ways of the Almighty. The Maral asks the question, though. All of these cases are cases of chesed. Why does it emphasize here these cases of chesed? All four. Whether it's to clothe the naked, or visit the sick, or comfort the mourners, or bury the dead, all cases of chesed. Why? Another Gemara, also here in the same place. Dorish Rub Samloi. Torah Tchilosa Gemilas Chasodim, Besefer Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah begins with an act of chesed, and it ends with an act of chesed. It begins that Hashem Yasa Hashem Elokim Lodom Lishte Kos Nesor Vayal Bishem. Hashem made clothing of skins for Odom and Chava, and he clothed them. And it ends with an act of chesed, as it states Vayikvor Asei Bagoy, that he buried Mesha. Now, why does the Torah start with a story of chesed and end with a story of chesed? To tell us that the Torah is kula chesed. This is the essence of the Torah. So this is something else that can use some explanation. Another Gemara. Gemara says in Sukkah, on Memtes Amud Beis, we have a pasuk that we're all familiar with. It's in Mishle, Eshes Chayil Miimso. So there it states, Pio Poskel Vechochma V'Seiras Chesed Al Lashena. Her mouth opens with wisdom, and the Torah of Chesed is on her tongue. There the Gemara dashens that King Solomon Shlema Melech was referring to the Torah. Her mouth opens with wisdom, and the Torah of Chesed is on her tongue. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, Torah's Chesed? Is there a Torah that's Chesed and a Torah that's not Chesed? What does it mean, Torah's Chesed? So the Gemara answers. Gemara gives two answers. Zu teira shalei lelamdo. If you learn Torah to teach to others, that's a Torah of Chesed. If you do not learn Torah, if you learn Torah not to teach to others, that's a Torah she'ena shel Chesed. That's not a Torah shel Chesed. And then the Gemara gives a second teretz. Zu Torah, actually the one I mentioned now is the second teretz. And the first teretz, Ela Torah lishma zui teretz shel chesed, shelei lishma zui teretz sheina shel chesed. A Torah which is learnt lishma, this means for the sake of the study of Torah, not for any other motives, this is Torah shel chesed. A Torah which is learnt not lishma, for ulterior motives, this is not a Torah shel chesed. Now, this also needs explanation. Another question we can ask. It states, Chesed Lumim Chatos. This is the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra, in the first Perek. That Chesed Lumim Chatos, Chesed, which the nations do, is referred to as Chatos. Chatos, the word Chatos means is lacking. They are not capable of doing a complete Chesed. Any Chesed that the nations do, it is lacking. Why is that? Then a further question. Why do we find this quality by Abraham, who was the first of the others? This is the first great quality. The Chazal tell us Abraham had one quality, Yitzchok had another, Yaakov had another, Yosef had another. Why do we find this as the first quality? All right, we've asked a lot of questions. Let's see what we can explain this evening. The quality of Chesed, which our rabbis teach us, and the Maral, is actually the king. It's the king of the qualities of the person. And it has a great deal of depth to it. And Chesed means a person who is doing kindliness to another man. And he does it for no other reason, for no external pressure, but rather the motive comes internally. A person who does kindliness with a poor man because he's poor, for sure that's a chesed. But the Chazal say that's not chesed at its greatest. There he's doing that because of rachamim. He feels sorry for him. He has compassion. And chesed is bein la'ashirim bein la'aniyim. Chesed is not only for the poor. Tzedakah is for the poor. But chesed is both for the wealthy and the poor. A person who does chesed for a sick person because he feels sorry for him, there's no doubt that's great chesed, but that's still not the midah of chesed at its highest level, because chesed is both for the sick and for the healthy. There he does good for that person because he feels sorry for him. The fact is, the Gemara tells us, chesed is even when it comes to tzedakah, that's for the chayim. You can give tzedakah to the living, you can't for the dead. Chesed is even for the dead. The quality of chesed is to do good for another. But for what purpose? For one purpose. Because this person wants to do good to that person. He wants to do chesed for his chaver. Wants to do good for him. Not because he feels he should do it. Not because he feels that the person is lacking. Not because the person is suffering. Not because the person needs money. Those are all great mitzvahs. Those are mitzvahs of tzedakah. Those are mitzvahs of rachamim, of compassion. These are great mitzvahs. But chesed even goes further, because chesed is not only to those type of people, but is even for those who are not suffering, even for those who do not lack money, even for those who are not in pain. Bein la'ashirim, bein la'aniyim. So why is he mischasid? Why is he doing chesed with that person? Because he wants to do a teva for them. He wants to do something good with them. Now, if this is the case, so what is it a sign of? Maral says this is a sign that this person, the one who's giving this chesed, is the Metzias HaTov. He is the perfection of goodness. Because the goodness in him is overflowing to the point where he must give it to another. A person who has no goodness in him, then it's very obvious he cannot give of this goodness to others. A person who can give goodness to others, then it is also obvious that he has goodness in himself. And he becomes like a fountain which wants to give of himself to others. And this is not only a sign that he has goodness, but this is the sign of what he refers to as the Tev HaGomor, the perfect goodness, because he's doing this for no other reason than he wants to share his goodness with others. He is Reitze B'Tevose Shel Chaveira. He wants goodness to happen to his friend, to another person. Therefore, the precipitation of this quality must come from within. And for example, if someone tells you, go do chesed with that person, and therefore you listen to him and you go do it, that's not the Teva Gomor. That's not the perfection of good, because you're doing it because someone else told you to do so. Or for example, if someone is suffering in front of you, someone is bleeding in front of you, so therefore, you do good. It's a great mitzvah. But that's not the perfect goodness. Because there you're doing it because something is forcing you to do it. What is forcing you to do it? That you cannot see someone else suffer. See? It's a tsar. It's an anguish to see someone else suffer. That's why we find that many people will help someone else, a fellow man in distress. But only a few people will help another person or give something to a person that doesn't need it. That's why this is the king or the queen of the qualities that was given to man. And that's why this represents what is referred to as the Tov HaGomor, the perfection of goodness, where he has goodness in himself, and so much that he must give it to others. So not only when he sees people suffering and he cannot stand to see them suffering and he wants to relieve them of that suffering, not only when he sees people who are in need and he wants to relieve them of that need. These are great mitzvahs, very, very great mitzvahs, but even more so when he does not see them in need and he does not see them suffering, he himself has a need to share his goodness with someone else. Oh, now we're talking of something else. This is Gemilas Chesed. One might ask, well, where do you see such a case? Where do you see such a person? If Reuben needs something, so then Shimon should give it to him. Reuben doesn't need it. What's Shimon giving to him? We see this by Abraham in this Sedra by the Malachim, because Abraham was mitztayer that there were no orchim. Chazal tell us Abraham yeshiv pesach ha'ohel. Abraham was sick and he was in pain and he was sitting in the front of the tent kechem hayom. Why was he outside of the tent? Chazal tell us because he was upset. Why was he upset? Because there were no wayfarers. So what did it bother him if there were no wayfarers? Yeah. There were no wayfarers. He could not be Isaac in Tov. He couldn't do good for others that day. I can understand if there are wayfarers and there are people that need to eat and drink and lodging, then it's a mitzvah to give them. But if there are no wayfarers, so what's wrong with that then? No, Avraham was Yeshev, Pesach Ohel. he was sitting in front of the tent and he was mitztayer, he was upset, because if Avraham could not be Eisik Bechesed, he could not do something good that day, then that upset him to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send wayfarers in order that Avraham should settle down and not get too upset. He was supposed to be resting. It was 3 days after the Bris Milah. And when the wayfarers came, we see it was a great simcha to Avraham. Rotzer HaBokar, he ran here and he ran there and he gave instructions here and he gave instructions there. This is the quality of chesed. If, and therefore, it's a midah which cannot be forced by external pressures, because then the person is doing good not for the pure sake of goodness. It's a quality which has to come, which has to be precipitated internally, not externally, in order that it should reach the teva gomor, the purity and perfection of total goodness. And this is Gemilas Chesed at its highest level. Now, this quality is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his quality. Because he doesn't need external reasons why to do good. Human beings many times do. People will say, if there's a need, look, there are many people that even when there are a need, they do not respond. States on Zer Avraham, the seed of Avraham, when there's a need, they respond. A man comes and he needs money, they respond. Many other people, not from Israel, do not respond. But if no one comes, if there is no need, then what do we have to respond to? That's a response action that's precipitated by external forces. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need external forces. He doesn't need someone to tell him to do good, and he doesn't need a need in order to respond to it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good, he does good not because someone told him to do good, not because there's a need. He does good because he is good. And someone who is totally good is good not only for himself, but is good for everyone. And therefore, he must be mashpil izulose, he must give that to others. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tov. Tov Hashem Lakol. States HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to all. This is why he created the world. What did he create the world for? If there was a world, and if there were people starving, then we can understand why he created food to feed them. But before the creation, there was no world. If there was no world, there was no lack of anything. If there was no lack of anything, so what did Hashem have to respond to? So that's a human concept. Right? Human concept is that we must give because there's a lack. If there's no lacking, what do we have to respond to? But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's level. When there was nothing here and there was no lacking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself was still lacking. Because since he is the essence of good, good means not, good is without boundary. It doesn't mean for yourself. It means then therefore it's good for everyone. He is good for everyone. And therefore he created the world in order to share his goodness. This is what is meant when it states, Tov Hashem Lakol, he's good to everyone. And this is what the Chazal say, that he created the world for the purpose of Lehaiti Vesabriyas, to do good for the creations. Now we understand what the Ravelach said, Amarti ki Eilem Chesed Yibod. Hashem said, I will create a world of Chesed. The world was created because of Chesed and for Chesed. Its creation was merely a manifestation of the goodness of Hashem. Otherwise, there was no need for the creation. And that is imprinted into the world. It was created because of Chesed and for Chesed. This is what is meant when it states that ki le'olam chasto. Hoda la'ashem ki tov ki le'olam chasto. Le'olam means without any limitation in time or in quantity or quality. The word le'olam means no restriction. His chesed has no limitation. Just like his goodness has no limitation, therefore his goodness to others have no limitation. That is what is meant when it states Hamechin Mozein Lechol B'Yosef. He gives food to everyone, because there's no limitation in his goodness. To those who are deserving and to those who are not deserving, he gives food to everyone. Hamechin Mozein Lechol B'Yosef. And that's also what is meant when it states Hamachalkil Chayim B'Chesed. He gives, he sustains, and he gives panoso with chesed. What does it mean with chesed? He doesn't give because people are hungry. If that would be the only reason why he gave, then he didn't have to create people, and nobody would be hungry and wouldn't have to give. He gives because he wants to give. He gives to the hungry, not because they're hungry. He gives to the hungry because he wants to give to them. Therefore, he even gives to those who are not hungry. Now this quality, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality, he gave as a gift to the human being, but to nowhere else, no other creation of his on this world. In this world, this is something that we will find not by any other creation, being able to give of itself to someone or something else on its own accord. You'll have animals that will give to others. Mother animal will feed the young, will protect the young. But that's a gzera, that's a decree. Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed that. But you'll never have, that's instinct, see? That's the nature that was given to them. But to the contrary, the nature that was given to the human being was to take for himself, not to give to others. When an individual can give to others, not because of external reasons and forces, but merely internal, because he's good and he wants, goodness means to give good to others, that's the Midas HaChesed in its Shleimus, in its perfection. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality. This is his quality that he gave to man. Therefore, when it states Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you should walk after Hashem, see, what does walking mean? Walking means motivate oneself. When a person walks, he motivates himself. You should motivate yourself after Hashem. The Maral writes, the greatest way we can motivate ourselves in Hashem's ways is through chesed. Because chesed is a quality which is totally self-motivated. It must come from its own motivation. And that's why the Gemara chooses there only cases of Gemilas Chesed. Because Gemilas Chesed must come from an internal motivation, where a person has goodness, and therefore he wants to spread that goodness to others. And in this way, it's unique than from other qualities. For example, we mentioned rachamim, when it comes to compassion. There is a force pushing a person to do that. External force, external circumstances. Even deen, when it comes to deen, when it comes to justice, justice is from the highest qualities. What is justice in right and wrong? But there also there's an external force, because a person knows that he must do this because it's right. He must do this because it's just. Therefore, he tries to live up to that level. But chesed is when you do chesed even if it's not necessarily just. You want to give a gift, or you want to do a favor for someone, not because you have weighed in the scales of justice that this is the just thing to do. No. You want it because you want him to have some pleasure from you. You want to give him pleasure. Like a mother to a child. This is all comes internally motivated. Now, there we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give this crown to any other of his creations, only man. That's when he created man, B'Tselem Elokim, in his own image. That man is a giver from his own accord. Incidentally, this is what David HaMelech means when many times he writes Redef Tzdokos B'Chesed or Bakesh, that when it comes to Tzdokah and Chesed, you must pursue it. What is he telling us? You must pursue it. Because there are many people, like we mentioned, who will give Tzdokah when they're asked. They see a need, they will give. That's a response. That's a great mitzvah. But that's not the greatest level. To be Redef Tzdokah B'Chesed, a person that will search to see who he can do good for, that's not a response. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Titein. That's Chesed LaAvraham. Avraham was the Redef Chesed. He was looking for someone that he could do good for. Okay? That's the Chesed of Avraham. He didn't wait till someone came and asked, but he went to search. Now, we said that this crown Hashem gave to no one else, but there is another entity that has this, and that's his Torah. The Torah is a part of Hashem himself, and therefore the Torah has this quality, and therefore the Torah also is referred to as Tov. For example, it states Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. Torah is called good because it's the ultimate and the purity of goodness. Without any reasons and without any ulterior motives, it is the ultimate of goodness, a source of goodness for itself and for others. Therefore it's called Tov Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem. Now we understand the Gemara Dorish Rab Simloi, that Torah Tchilosei Gemilas Chasodim V'Sefer Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah begins with an act of kindliness. It ends with an act of kindliness to teach us that this is its fabric. It is a metzius. It is, in essence, a fabric of pure goodness. And pure goodness must go out all over. Therefore, Torah has no restrictions also. There are no restrictions. Moral many times writes, he says, this that Torah was given to Israel was not because it was given to Israel. Not true. It was given to the whole world. It was written in 70 languages. All of the languages of the world. It encompasses more than the world. There's no restrictions in Torah. So why do we say it was given to Israel? It's because Israel is the only one that accepted it. That's what the sages told us. In fact, it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machzer al kol ha'umos. He went to all of the nations offering them the Torah. But Yisrael were the only ones, Nasa v'Nishma, that accepted it. According to what we said now we can also understand the Gemara Sukkah. But the Gemara says, Teres Chesed Alishayna. What does it mean, Teres Chesed? Torah's Chesed means Torah at its highest level. Pia Posko B'Chochma, her mouth opens with wisdom, and there's Torah's Chesed on her tongue. That means Torah in its utmost purity, at its perfection. There's a Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. There's a Torah without a Chesed. That's Torah, but that's lacking, not at its utmost level. What's the difference? So it gives two cases. One where someone studies Lishma and someone studies not Lishma. When a person studies Torah for the love of studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, but that is Torah at its highest level. When a person studies Torah for other reasons, for ulterior motives, that's not Torah's Chesed. When a person studies Torah to learn and to teach it to others, like Avraham, that's Torah's Chesed. Then that's goodness in its totality. When a person studies Torah for himself and not for others, that's not goodness in its totality. Because goodness means without restriction, that's good for everyone. That's what is meant by Torah's Chesed. Actually, according to what we said, then there is a great equation between Torah and between Chesed. And this is true. Many, many places we always find that Torah and Chesed work hand in hand. And one of these places is the Gemara in Yevamos. It's in the Brot and Rosh Hashanah also, and Daf Kuf Hei. The Gemara brings that there's a posuk in Mishlei. Mishlei Tezayin Posuk Vov. Chesed ve'emes yuchu paravim. That through chesed, if a person does chesed at this level, and emes, he does truth, that refers to Torah, yuchu paravim, then it will atone his sins. Now, the Gemara brings how far that can go. It states that by Eli, who was the Kohen, Kohen Gadol, his sons were very wicked during the time of the Mishkan of the sanctuary in Eretz Yisrael. His sons were very wicked. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry with the sons. And he said, Lokein nishbati leveis Eli im yischaper oven beis Eli bezev uch mincha ad ilom. He says, I take an oath that the house of Eli will never become free from this sin, even through zevach u'mincha, even through sacrifices, all types of sacrifices, forever. V'chol marvis beischo yumusa anoshim, and all of the descendants of the house of Eli will die men. What does it mean, will die men? Will die when they reach manhood, 18 years old. So the Gemara brings, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an oath, so you can't go back on it. Even so, Rabbo said, "Bezevachu mincha in a mishkaper." They will not be atoned through all of the sacrifices, but mishkaper b'divrei Torah. But through the study of Torah, they will. Abaye said, "Bezevachu mincha in a mishkaper, mishkaper gmilas chasodi." They will not be atoned through all of the sacrifices, but they will be atoned through Chesed. And it brings that Rabbo and Abaye came from the house of Eli. Rabbo, they both should have died at 18. Rabbo studied Torah. He lived to 40 years old. Abaye did both study Torah, and he occupied himself with Chesed. He lived to 60. Ton Rabbon, Mishpoch Achas Oyesa B'Yushalayim, there was a family in Yushalayim that all of the children used to die, Rachmon El Islam, when they became 18 years old. And this was told to Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai. He said, perhaps they're from the family of Eli. So he said, Lechu asku b'teira b'tichyo. So he said, go and study Torah and you will live. And they went and they studied Torah and they lived, and they named the children after him. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush HaMishle on that posuk, he says as follows. Shala over. A person does an Avera sin and he wants to atone for it, then Chesed v'emes, let him do Chesed and let him study Torah. Shegodl v'teiv mikol asigufim. This is greater than all afflictions. Lasek teira ubi gemilas chasodim. Like the Gemara says, chesed zu gemilas chasodim and emes zu teira. Ubeze yekupar aveinai. And through this, it will atone for his sins. The reason for this, the Maral explains, is because this quality is not a quality from this world. This world is not at that level at all. To come to the ultimate perfection of goodness and to the point where they can give that goodness to others, totally, internally motivated, that's not the level of this world. The fact is, this world, which is the material world, the chema, the material is not motivated at all. The material doesn't give anything. It has to be forced to do something. Earth has to be moved, but it doesn't move others. So it's not from this world. Aveira, on the other hand, sin, on the other hand, that's from this world. Man was created from both worlds. He was created from the earth, and he was created from above. The sin comes from the earth in man. Therefore, when he sins, he falls. If he immerses himself in Torah and he immerses himself in Chesed, he rises. And he rises far above the sins. And this is how it's Yechupar Oven. It atones his sins. Now, from this we understand why it states that this quality you will not find by the nations. Just like it states Torah, you will not find by the nations. Therefore, Chesed also you will not find by the nations. Because the nations are from this world. They're not from the upper worlds. You might find a little Torah by them, and you might find a little Chesed, but it will not be at that level at all. That's why whenever the nations will do Chesed, they'll want something in return for it. They might give to other countries, but that's all because that's in their national interest to do so. That's not chesed at this level. That's too high for them. So this is why chesed l'umim chatas, the chesed of the nations, will be lacking. And this is explains to us also why le amoretz chosid, why an amoretz cannot come to this level. Just like an amoretz cannot come to Torah. The amoretz is the barren, ignorant person. A person who is barren. A person who is empty. Can he come to Torah? This is the contrary to Torah. The Torah, you can't be empty. You've got to sit for years and years and years and fill yourself with wisdom to come to Torah. So just like the empty cannot come to Torah, the empty also cannot come to the level of Chesed. Therefore it states, Le Amoretz Chosid. Now this is in regards to Chesed. Now let us just say a few words now in regards to what we said is twinned with Chesed, and that's Chasidus. Like it states, Ezer Chosid, Hamis Chaserim Chavele. When we come to Chasidus in other areas, when it's in this area, it's referred to as Chesed. When it's in other areas of the Torah, it's referred to as Chasidus. And what does that mean? The same thing. That means the ultimate of goodness. This means that in other areas of Torah, if a person wants to fulfill a mitzvah, and the reason why he wants to fulfill the mitzvah is not because he'll have gain from it, or not because he'll have honor from it, or not because what will Beryl say, or what will Shmerel say, or what will his neighbor say. This is good, but this is not what the Pinchas Ben Yoyah was speaking about. That Torah and Zehirus and Zrizus and the Kiyos, Tara and Kedusha and Anova and Chassidus. Many, many times we are frum and very frum because we are forced to be. Because if we're not, oh, what will be? What will this one will say? And what will that one will say? And so forth and so on. And it can affect my business, and it can affect my status in the community, and it can affect a person's daughters and a person's sons. That's not chassidus. The Mesilas Yesharim writes, what is chassidus? Chassidus is when a person fulfills a mitzvah. Because, only for one reason. Because he wants to do good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like chesed. Why do you do chesed? What is the ultimate chesed? For one reason. I want to give pleasure to that other person. That's all. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need my conversation. He doesn't need my gifts. He doesn't need my money. But I want to give it to him because I want to make him happy. I want to be the one who will make him happy, like Avraham Avinu. I want to do good for him. When a person does mitzvahs, for one reason and one reason alone, because I want to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good, and he's created such a wonderful world, and he's given me so much wonderful Torah. I want to pay him back. I want to do good to him. That's Amishchaser im Kena. That's there you're doing chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu chosid. This is a chosid. And therefore, how does he fulfill the mitzvah? He doesn't fulfill the mitzvah a little. He doesn't fulfill the mitzvah in the cheapest way. He doesn't fulfill the mitzvah in the easiest way. But he fulfills the mitzvah in the best possible way that he knows how to do and that he's capable of doing it because he wants to do pleasure. It's like someone who has a king that he has so much love for and he wants to bring a gift to this king. This is the type of gift he brings him. If it's machmas fear, he's fulfilling the mitzvah because afraid what will happen if he doesn't fulfill it. But if it's because of honor, or if it's because of gain, or if it's because of what the neighbors will say, that's far, far away from ahu chosid. But if it's because the person doesn't look to the right or to the left, I'm not interested in what Beryl will say or Shmerel will say, I'm not interested in what a Kodesh Bor, I'm only interested, I want to do chesed, I want to bring pleasure to my Creator. If that is the motivation, this is the midah of chassidus. And then naturally he is going to fulfill the mitzvah. Derech chassidus means even more than he has to. He's going to fulfill it. He's going to be mahadarit. He's going to make it beautiful. The person brings a gift to a king because taxes. King is gezer. He says, I decree you must pay your taxes. So how do we pay our taxes? Do we take the money and wrap it up, gift wrap it with a bottle of perfume and put a nice note in it and send it to the receiver? Yeah. You know how you pay your taxes. You pay your taxes in the least possible way you have to. But if a person wants to give to his Creator because of a tremendous bond and love to his Creator, because he wants to give him pleasure, then he will be mahadaret, he will make it beautiful, and he will fulfill it in its ultimate. He bases this on the Gemara in Brochus. That the Gemara says in Brochus and Avyud Zayin, it states, Ashrei Odom she'amole b'teira ve'esen nachas ruach li'yetzrei. Fortunate is the man who labors in Torah and he gives pleasure to his Creator. What does that mean? He says, fortunate is the man who labors in Torah to give pleasure to his Creator. Okay. Many people labor in Torah, and many different reasons why they labor in Torah. This one labors in Torah because he wants to be intelligent. This one labors in Torah because he wants to get a good position. This one labors in Torah because maybe it'll help him with his business. Okay. This one labors in Torah because then the neighbors or the people in the shul will have more respect for him. But ashrei mi sha'amola le'teira. But fortunate is the one who labors in Torah, be'eisen nachas ruach li'yetzrei, for one purpose, to give pleasure to his Creator. If you labor in Torah to give pleasure to your Creator, then that is the level of chassidus. The same thing when people do mitzvahs, they do it for many reasons. But if you do a mitzvah to give pleasure to your Creator, that is mitzvah chassidus. And now we can see why chesed and chassid is the same. Because chesed is when you're doing good only for one purpose. You're doing good to your fellow man for one purpose, like Abraham, because you want to do good for him. And this, therefore, is a sign that this man has the ultimate of goodness in him. The same thing, if you learn Torah, you do a mitzvah for one purpose, because you want to give pleasure to the Almighty, then this is a sign that this is the ultimate of goodness in the individual. He writes as follows. This he writes in Perek Yutes. No, in Yud Ches. Ashrei odim sha'amolei b'teire ve'isenachas ruach li'yetzrei ve'inyin hu ki hinei ha'mitzvus ha'motoles ha'kol Yisrael. Omno. Mi she'eves ha'beire. Someone who loves the Creator. A true love. Therefore, that true love will motivate him to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs in the most beautiful and perfect way possible. For example, he says, Ben Av Oviv, a son who loves his father. When the father just gives an indication to the son, a son who is greatly in love with his father, and the son gives an indication, a little indication to his father, to the son, what his desire is. What does the son do? The son immediately runs and he brings it, or he makes it, and he does it in quality, in quantity, in the best that he knows how. So is it with Midas Chassidus. The Chassid is the one who has come to such enormous levels from Torah and from Zehirus and from Zridus and from Nikius, and he's come to such enormous levels where the bond of love that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a son who is deeply in love with his father. And therefore, is all he needs is a little indication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And immediately he runs, and immediately he does it, but not like someone who is trying to become potter for it. Not like a tax you have to pay. But he does it in the most perfect way, in the most complete way, with all the beautifications. This is Chassidus. Therefore, his avoda, the way he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also a sign of the ultimate goodness between he and Hashem. For example, the one who studies Torah for that purpose, to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand a little into what this great midah, this great quality of chesed is. and what is great quality of its twin, Chassidus is. Chesed, it's referred to as Chesed when he gives to his fellow man. And in the same way, if he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's referred to as Chassidus. And we can understand also now, when the Gemara brings many times, it refers that someone who is misled in a Chassidus, it refers to him as Chosid Sheiter. Chosid Sheiter, that means a fool that's doing Chassidus. And this comes only from an enormous level. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim was writing in his Hakdamah, in his preface. Now, and with this, we understand the various statements that Chazal say that the Hasidus can run across the board in anything. When it came to Nezikin, they had such a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his creations that they tried every possible way to be shamer, to guard anyone from getting hurt. When it came to Tefillah, to go to be mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same manner. Brochus, the same manner. It's obvious, though, that this is a very, very high level. And you cannot come to an avoda to fulfill mitzvahs in the ultimate of their perfection until you start fulfilling mitzvahs in their simplest form. Therefore, first a person must work on fulfilling a mitzvah in its simplest way, in its most easiest and simplest way. And then a little more, and then a little more. Like the Brais of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. First you start with the first step, and then you start with the second step, and then the third, until you come to this high level. Not like we see so much, and that's what the Mesillas Yesharim was even speaking in his generation. We see so many people that want to start at that level, when they're really very, very, very far from such a level. This is an explanation into the mitzvahs of Chesed, and this also incidentally answers for us, we asked, why do we find that this was the quality of Avraham, the first of the Oves? Because this was the first quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced to the world. Because what was his manifestation? What was his motivation to create the world? His motivation to create the world was for goodness. It was a manifestation of his goodness. And when Avraham studied the creation, this is what he learned. And therefore he emulated it. So since this was the first quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world, this became the first quality of Avraham. There's a great deal that we can learn from here. And Yirtz Hashem, we should be zeicher to emulate Avraham in this great midah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.